Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Hey. It's your girl, Latisha Renee, and this is my podcast, Rose Gold and Magnolia. I got some great brand new topics discussions for tonight's show. Shout out to those that are tuning in directly at 11 p.m. and for those that are going to be chiming in soon. I do have the guest line open for guest callers. The calling number is 516-418-5869. That's 516-418-5869. Again, I'm your favorite local host, Latisha Renee. Well, your worldwide global host. I'm trying to go global, y'all. But anyway, I hope everybody is well and safe and healthy. And I hope everybody had a good day. Today was a long day, but we got through it, and we are here by the grace of good. Let's jump right into it. You know me, y'all. Silly. When I get late, I be acting a fool. So first topics are, what are signs of emotional connection that will leave you craving for more? Emotional connection is something that you need to build with someone before you become intimate. Do not give your body to a man if you don't even know his parents. You know, if you haven't even met his kids. From experience, not a good thing. I feel like being sexually involved with a man before you emotionally get connected to him is a recipe for disaster. If you can't open and talk to him about the things that he normally wouldn't talk to anybody about, then that's a sign. You know, he doesn't trust, or he or she, I mean, not always bring it down on a man, because women can be emotionally detached too. But we, in order for us to have that emotional connection between one another, we have to be emotionally healed. We have to go through these healing and detox healing journeys, guys. I'm going to stress this so much because any topic I discuss on Rose Gold and Magnolia, there's always the basic steps before any of this can occur, and that's healing and detoxing. You have to heal yourself. So very, very key note, heal thyself. So anyway, so once you emotionally heal yourself, you can make this connection with self, and you can definitely attract those who can be emotionally connected to you. And that's the basic law of attraction. If you don't know it, now you know. This connection between you and man or woman will leave you wanting more, because you have went into in a depth embodiment of building and connecting with this person solely and internally. And that's the most beautiful feeling ever. A lot of people don't like to be emotionally connected because they don't want to be vulnerable. They don't want to show you, they don't want to be expressive. They don't want to be looked at differently. A lot of people are afraid to be vulnerable, emotionally connected, because they don't want to be emotional. Vulnerability scares people. It allows you to kind of rip off the scales, you know, see them for who they really are. And people are not ready for those type of interactions, which is cool. Now, if you're not ready for that, don't expect someone to give you something if you're not ready to give that in return. And it's all about reciprocation. But when you have discernment and you know that the person is truly trying to get to know you, you guys make that emotional connection, it's like eating your favorite candy. You're going to want to eat it over. You know, like the candy that you can eat over and over. And over. It's a sweet tooth. It's sweet. It's warm. It's nurturing. It's natural. It's caring. It's open. It's honest. It's trusting, it's worthy, it's relaxing, it's comfortable, it's home. So build towards that. If you really want to settle down and be in a great, healthy relationship with people, get emotionally connected with self before you get, you know, connect with someone else. But again, that it's a craving. It's something that you'll always be satisfied with. Satisfied and be and definitely want more. So it's a process. And I encourage you guys and those that, again, want that healthy relationship with people, start with self. And then those people that you are drawn to, and have discernment, because not everybody that you're drawn to is a positive connection. And that's something I want to jump into next. Like, a lot of connections we get misconstrued with, because when we have some things that we still need to work on, Steph, we'll still attract some part of ourselves within those people. That's why it's always good, and I'm learning this now, to be patient with people. And what I mean by being patient with people, I mean patiently seeing and observing what this person is in your life for. If they mirror something that you don't like, it's most likely something that within self. Or it's something you're working on currently, and your spirit, God, the universe, wants you to work on it even more. One thing I can say that's something that I've been working on is actually seeing things for what it is and not being afraid to be vocal about it. You know, people see this great person, good-hearted person, they know that this person is good-hearted, and they still would treat them like crap, because if you allow me to do that, it's a choice. When you get to the point where you're like, dang, I really was a good person to something to the third, but now that I'm being selfish and putting myself first and seeing those things that I've saw within those people, within myself, I knew automatically I had to change some things within myself so I could track better. And then you become aware. Awareness is heightening, and you're like, wow, I am really trying to become a better me. So in order for me to do that, I have to separate myself. You don't need to apologize for that. You want to be vocal about it and let everyone else, cool, but at the end of the day, you don't really need to explain. If you do, hopefully that person respects your wishes, but if they don't, it is what it is. But, you know, really focus on those things that you need to potentially heal. Are you afraid to open your heart? A lot of people are. It's the scariest thing in the world. Especially within this journey, when you're healing and you're detoxing. You build some type of, long down the line, you build that confidence, again, to be a little more open. But you're cautious of opening your heart, but it's okay, too. Again, when, you know, everything has a time and a place. And it's okay to open yourself up to the right people. It's okay to open yourself up and know when to stand your ground, be grounded, and always open your heart to the right people. You know, it's many levels of opening your heart. It doesn't mean you have to be romantic. It's just meaning that you're more honest. You're more commutative, expressive. And when I say these things, it's not always about a relationship, or it could be a friendship, it could be a job, it could be a business proposition, it could be a move, you know, it could be anything. And one of the biggest things when you open in your heart is to have healthy boundaries, or having boundaries, period. Some people try to cross that line. Well, if you don't set good boundaries with people, they'll still keep doing it. If you was vocal about something and they try to overlook it or make it seem like you don't notice it, shut it down. You don't even have to be vocal about it anymore. If you told them what it is and they're still trying to, you shut it down. It's like, yo, I just told you not to do that and you still keep doing it. Eventually, if you are lacking boundaries, because sometimes we we don't even notice that we're lacking it. That person keeps abusing your boundary, you shut it down. That person has to go because it's like, you're not respecting my wishes. You are not stupid or senile. You understand the words that are coming up my mouth. You understand my mentality. You understand my goals, my visions, my dreams. You understand how I'm moving. You understand how I'm thinking. You still keep trying to play with that. Test me. You don't need to be like that. I was trying to test you to see how far they can go. Those are the people you can't trust. So, yeah, sometimes do be cautious of open heart. But again, know who to open your heart to. And know when to be vocal when it comes to your heart. You don't want nobody playing with you. So you have every right to be cautious and have awareness and have discernment of who you open your heart to. And don't be afraid. Just be cautious. Have discernment. And you'll definitely make the right move. I promise you that. Can't nobody play with you unless you allow them to play with you. Remember that. Have you done the necessary work? Like, are you guys really out there? Like, you want this better lifestyle. You're trying to reach your goals. You're trying to establish a good, healthy relationship with people or a relationship, period. Are you doing the necessary work? Ask yourself that. Am I currently in the process of becoming a better me? If so, what are these things that I'm doing to reach that goal? 11-11, y'all. Praises. Yeah, what's the necessary work? What have you accomplished so far? Write these things down. Manifest you becoming a better person and manifesting the traits of things that you need to work on and write out affirmations and thank God and giving God grace and continue to do good deed and continue to love and be grounded and just speaking up for yourself. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like certain situations don't need a reaction, but a lot of them do. But yeah, definitely dig into the work and do the shadow work. I think I posted about shadow work, like the breakdown of it. And it's real. All the stuff that I post is real, y'all. Shadow work is the necessary assignment that we need to partake in order to heal or take part of the healing process. You have to embrace the shadow, though. You have to embrace it because it's a part of who you are. It's a part of who you are. But when you abuse the shadow and you don't use it for good, that's when it becomes a problem. We all been there, done that. I've been there, done that. But I didn't know it was unconsciously at a lot of times. And then when I was consciously knowing, then I know it was something that was tampering with my journey. So I had to pay heed to that. I had to figure that out and fix that within myself. So if you're currently going through a healing process and you definitely need some help, there are a lot of resources out there. I'm not the, I love counseling and giving tips and advice based on my own experience. And that's the best result, the best advice that I could ever give to anyone because it's a part, something that I had to go through in order to get where I needed to be. This is real shit, real life facts. These are my friends, but these are things that I really had to go through and face in order for me to revamp and reorganize and manage and deal with, you know? I had to really put my foot forward. But before I did that, I had to think about what made my foot go backwards. Why did I take 10, 20 steps backwards? What was the cause of that? And most of the time, guys, we always blame other people, but it's us. We need to stop. And I used to do this to, not blame people. I kind of understood where things were going and why they went the way they went. But we do kind of victimize ourselves. But got to come out of that because at the end of the day, whether that person meant good or not, we choose to allow those things to happen to us. It is self-act, self-sabotage. We do this to ourselves every day and don't realize it. we give these people permission to do these things, and we be so blinded by, oh, lust. We call it love. That's not love. You know what I mean? So, yeah, do the necessary work. Figure it out and tap into it. Chakra healing is definitely crucial. It's needed. It's so zen. Chakra healing will tie all these topics together because these are the natural things that need to be put into daily practice, and it helps with evolvement. With our evolvement stages in life, we have 7 chakras, I think. Let me make sure because I got my notes. So we do. We have 7 chakras, and I'm gonna try to go through it briefly. It's just chakras are our wheel of energy throughout our whole blueprint, our whole body. There are 7 main ones. One along the spine, started from the base, through to the crown of our head, which we call the crown. We have the root chakra, the sacral chakra. We have the solar plexus chakra, heart chakra, throat chakra, third eye chakra, and crown chakra. All these chakras have meaning. In Sanskrit, the word chakra means disc or wheel, like spinning. It keeps going throughout the whole body. It's energy that flows up and down throughout the body, starting with the spine. It refers to energy centers in our body. These wheels correspond, and they hit certain nerves and major organs. We explore these chakras daily. We don't even know it. We don't even know that we're tapping into these things. And a way you can open these chakras is by eating good food. Wear certain colors, meditating on the root chakra, that is the lowest chakra. You have to be grounded into your yoga meditation habits. Very grounded. Doing yoga poses. There's certain poses you can list. They list them all over Google. Chanting. And I mean like, alam. Those type of things are usually announced or pronounced during meditation. I don't normally chant because I'm not really good at it. I kind of just be within self. I'm silent because I want to hear and focus on just silence being a powerful thing and not always having to react. Sometimes our mind, when we're meditating, can go and go. But when you master when you have the power and master how to silence the mind, is such a powerful thing, such a soothing thing. A lot of times when certain chakras aren't open, that means they're blocked. And this is because it could be due to emotional upheaval, conflict, loss, anger, accident, substance abuse, a lot of abuse, you can block these chakras. There are ways to do it. You can look this up as well. I'm not going to really go. I know my main one's connected to earth, getting into nature. You can use certain frequency, as I know I'm all with the frequency vibes. Vibrations are definitely one that can help you unblock the chakra healing. Why is chakra healing so important? It just really helps you become your higher self, and it helps you evolve. These practices are a spiritual thing. It centers you. It opens your awareness and allows you to see things clearly. You will have clarity in your journey, and you'll see why certain things are happening or certain cycles are repeated or a situation you keep encountering, because a lot of things, again, you're shocking when you're blocked. You're going through these transformations and you're not healing properly or even taking the initiative to heal. So it definitely is a spiritual thing. You're not a spiritual person. You won't be tapped into it. But if you're really calling out to becoming a better you, definitely take heed to chakra healing. Look up the chakra meanings see what each chakra represents and start working on them chakra by chakra. You can overactivate a chakra, you can underactivate a chakra. And those are the type of things you can research on as well. There's a variety of practices you can use to help with your chakra aligning or healing. So definitely, I encourage you. It's something natural, spiritual, and it will definitely help you on your healing journey. It's very important, and I stated why. You know, these things are a part of who we are. We got to stop trying to be so cool and so hip to not do it. Like, I used to be, cautious of meditating, but I love it. Like, I meditate in front of my kids. My kitten loves when I meditate, y'all. He'd be right in front of me. And I say, he has his little feisty side, but he has been such a, the connection is really rose gold and magnolia. Like, he is a part of the tribe now, y'all. Animals are spiritual. Their connection with the universe is ridiculous. You have to look into it. So, kittens are the family of cats and tigers, lions, and bears, oh my. And they are ancient. They have history. So it's a blessing to have him around. And he's definitely been a blessing to us. Like, he literally sits, like right now, he's on our windowsill ledge. Like, he's beautiful, you know? He's awesome. And he's a good, great part of my journey. I think a while back, if I don't want to jump off topic, I asked God, what's my spirit animal? I'm not saying he is my spirit animal, but yeah, no. You call out to the universe and things happen, man. So it is what it is. But so definitely take heed. Tap into chakra healing. And if you want to know more information about it, y'all know where to reach out to me. So are you afraid, is it impossible for you to start over? No. Starting over is a part of life, y'all. We feel like we'd be so worried about what people would say and judge us because we're just trying to figure things out. Again, this is why self-healing and being on your journey is dope. You get to think for yourself. You get to figure out what you like to do. This is going to make you happy. People traditionally want to mold you into who they are. Not to who they are, but to their stature. It's just that's not life. We were all taught the same thing. Go to college. College is not a bad thing, y'all. If you're really good at school, go to school. But go to college. Go to church. Marry a man. Open a 401k. These are traditional things. Not saying these things are bad. So if you're listening and you're rolling your eyeballs, I hope they fall back. These are not bad things. I'm in school right now. So that's just one example why I'm saying it's not a bad thing. But once you get to a certain age, it's okay, I got these things. I know I can master them. But what else is going to fulfill my life? What am I passionate about? What do I really want to endure? What's going to fill more of my cup? These are the things that you need to ask yourself. If you have to, it's like riding a bike. You fall down, you get back up. Ask yourself why you fell off the bike. Maybe you need to change the wheels. Maybe you need to put some oil on the brakes. Maybe you just need a new bike. These are things that you can place into your own situation. Get a damn new bike. Stop riding that old bike. It had training wheels on it. You ain't learned from it. If you got training wheels on it, you already mastered the basics. So move on to the next one. We're so afraid to move on. Move on. Never forget, though. Never forget of how you started riding that bike. Why did you put training wheels on it? Because you knew eventually you were going to fall. But guess what? We get right back up, y'all. If you want to become a part of the Rose Gold Magnolia tribe, I have a subscription now, y'all. I will be posting on my platform, my social media, I want to build my tribe. I want to build the people that are really, really, really looking to heal and detox and be a part or be in a surrounding full of great people, people that they can, that can counsel them, that can help them with their healing journey, giving them some great tips and advice on how to be successful at it, how to renew their strength, how to renew their life, how to just start over, how to become a better them. So if you are dealing with these things and you're just tired of dealing with toxic people, you're tired of dealing with toxic jobs, you're tired of just not meeting expectation for yourself, you're not getting where you need to be, you're just emotionally distraught, your heart is shot, you got to wheel up like China. You know, if you're going through these things, if you've gone through a breakup or divorce, if you are a single parent, if your job sucks big time, if you don't know if you're undecided and decisive about what next cycle to partake in life, if you want to do healing, DM me or inbox me on my social media account. People are so weird, y'all. I'm on my social media right now while I'm on the podcast, and I swear the things I be seeing. Y'all would be like, girl, you see, but anyway, focus. You can definitely reach out to me on my social media. Latasia Renee or PrettyPoetic_LJ. You can catch me on Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I'm still revamping my YouTube. You know, listen, people are asking me, like, what's up with YouTube? I'm getting there, y'all. It's only me. Only me. But I'm doing it. I'm doing the best that I can. Again, Latasia Renee, you can look me up on Facebook or you can search PrettyPoetic_LJ. Or you can search my business page, Rose Gold and Magnolia. Just all those social media accounts. Just, you know, like I said, tap into those. Reach out to me and I will send you the subscription. Or when I post it, you can just click the link. You can actually go on to linktree.ee/LatasiaRenee3. Or go on my Instagram. The website is on my bio, in my bio. Y'all, my throat has been acting crazy. Well, y'all, it's almost my time is up. I got about a couple minutes on the show. I hope you enjoyed it. So many things I want to discuss with y'all, and I'm going to keep going with these topics because they're so healthy. And I love when you guys call up here. It definitely gives me a connection with you guys and to hear what you guys are going through, you know. A lot of times people don't have a voice. They're afraid to talk, and this is the platform to definitely come on and be yourself. And express yourself. Let people know what you got going on. And if you need that advice, even if you just want to call up here and talk, you can do that. I do ask, like I ask the artists and anybody up here that wants to use the platform, don't abuse it. Please send a donation if you can. My payment information is on my social media account. Support the show if you love me, you want to hear more of me, if you want to hear more topics, you can DM me about topics. If you do want to contribute to the show, I will be so appreciative. So yes, look into that, you know, reciprocate the energy, you know, reciprocate it back. Y'all already know it's always the real and authentic, true. Your favorite local host, Latasia Renee, well, your global host, Latasia Renee, and this is my podcast, Rose Gold and Magnolia. I like to post every other day at 11 p.m. sharp, Eastern Standard Time. I'm all over the map right now, y'all. I don't even want to say Eastern Standard Time because I like to be on a lot of other times so people can tune in to the show. But I appreciate y'all for those who really show me love. I support y'all just like y'all support me. It's always going to be love and light when it comes to the girl. You feel me? I always pop off with the great love and vibes. Y'all know that frequency is my thing. I love y'all. Y'all be safe. Tune in. I will be posting the next show. If you do want to send your music in, I ask again, respect the podcast. Contribute. But I have no problem giving you the little light or your light, your time to shine so people can hear your creativity and your craft. Okay, y'all, it's been real. Again, I will post the next episode on my social media account, 11 p.m. sharp. Tap in, click the link. I love y'all.